Me the monster. Just telling you that. Hey, speaking of gooey something or other. Yeah. In fact, I think his promo does say something about gooey something or other. I'm talking about Jay Thurber. He does a show on Saturdays from noon until 3 called Radio Gooey Something or Other 9. I think it's in there. Or maybe that's in parentheses and I wasn't actually supposed to read those words. But he takes some oldies and he plays those songs and then he plays new songs that I don't even have never heard of. That's how new they are. Because he's hipper than the Moxster. And then he puts in some gooey something or other in between all that and puts a show together and he calls it Radio 9. Uncle Jay Thurber hosts each and every Saturday from noon to 3 here on Independent Freeform Radio, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Again, currently you are listening to a show called Viva La Mock, goo-free since 83, right here on 83 FM, WRCT, Pittsburgh. Woo has been the background music for the duration of this program. FM WRCT Pittsburgh to take you into the WRCT radio and music calendars. We do that every day at 11 p.m., which it is now 2 minutes past that. Before I get into the WRCT radio calendar, I want to remind you that the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination joins you in supporting WRCT Pittsburgh, located on Penn Avenue in the Garfield neighborhood, actually technically in the Bloomfield neighborhood of Pittsburgh. The Irma Freeman Center for Imagination has been contributing to the educational and cultural landscape of the city of Pittsburgh for over a decade. They host a vast array of events and exhibitions. They have regular gallery hours on the weekend or by appointment, or you can visit them during Unblurred, which is the first Friday of every month. That was tonight, so if you missed it, you got to wait till the first Friday of December. But, yeah, from 6 to 9 p.m., Unblurred happens there in the I don't know. Do we call it the Arts District? Because downtown they have the Cultural. Yeah, that's the Cultural. That's the Arts District there. Between Negley and Matilda. Let's call it that. There on Penn Avenue. That's when Unblurred happens. For more information about the Irma Freeman Center for Imagination, 412-924-0634. Or visit them online at irmafreeman.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT radio calendar, let you know some things happening around town. For example, this weekend you can see Radu Jude's Dracula at the Harris Theater. Radu Jude melds his vision of modern dystopia with classic vampire myths in his lacerating, delightfully vulgar critique of AI capitalism and cultural degradation. that is happening this weekend at the Harris downtown. Also tomorrow, it's part of the Polish Film Festival, is The Last Expedition. It's the true story of the first woman in the world to climb the highest peaks on Earth, but paid the highest price for it. It's called The Last Expedition. Mingun is happening this weekend as part of the Polish Film Festival, as well as Sparrow on Sunday. Vinci 2 is happening on Sunday as well. For more information about all these shows happening at the Harris Theater, go to trustarts.org/film, and you'll find out more. Hey, don't forget that the Warhol Museum kicked off the newest exhibit a couple weeks back, almost a month ago now, it feels like. About, let's say, 3 weeks ago. Vanitas. Now, Vanitas explores the ephemeral nature of nature as seen through the eyes of, guess what? Andy Warhol. That is going on now at the Warhol Museum, 117 Sandusky Street on the north side. More information at warhol.org. Also want to remind you, over at Liberty Magic, that's what we got going on. Let me just see what we've got going on. Sometimes I forget and I announce the wrong thing. Right now, Dr. Masato's School of Magic for the Young and Young at Heart is happening. Forget everything you know about magicians pulling rabbits out of their hats. Mr. Masato brings a fresh new take on the age-old art of prestidigitation. Yeah, I had to put a big word in there. Prestidigitation. You know what I'm talking about. Join superstar magician Mr. Masato for his new astonishing play designed exclusively for Liberty Magic. It is happening now through November 30th at Liberty Magic. Liberty Magic can be found right next to the Harris Theater, but in case you don't know where that is, 811 Liberty Avenue downtown. More information at trustarts.org/magic. And that's my WRCT radio calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, send us the details at least a week in advance to WRCT. Let's see, what is it? Oh, it's radio-calendar at WRCT.org. I was going to give you the mailing address, but really, don't do that. There's no reason to put it in the mail. Just email radio-calendar at WRCT.org. Let's turn our attention to the WRCT music calendar. Let you know some shows happening in and around town. Fortunate Youth is performing at Spirit Hall tomorrow afternoon. It is a 2 o'clock show. Blue Envy with 90 Seconds Till Midnight, along with Tuck and Roll and Toy at the Roboto Project tomorrow evening. Love Dumpster is playing the Government Center with Calico Dogs tomorrow night. My Life with Thrill Kill Cult is in town playing Mr. Small's Theater. And Keller Williams is doing a Billy Strings after party at the Thunderbird tomorrow evening. Which would tell me Billy Strings is probably in town, but it's not on the calendar, so I'm not going to tell you about that one. Roboto Project on Sunday is hosting a Pittsburgh Food Not Bombs fundraiser with hot dog water, monster truck, fire truck, Trailing Iris, No Jane, and Who Hash. That is happening at the Roboto Project on Sunday. Jay Thurber's going to be at the Arsenal Lanes on Sunday spinning music, as he does the second Sunday of every month. Sexual Party at Poetry Lounge in Millvale on Monday. Will Varley playing the Funhouse at Mr. Small's on Tuesday. Constant Smiles at the Government Center this coming Wednesday. Special When Lit performing at Arsenal Lanes, bringing their rockabilly fun show to Arsenal this coming Wednesday. That would be the 12th. J.D. Pincus is playing at the Funhouse on the 13th. I, the Moxer, will be down at Arsenal Lanes on the 13th. That's a Thursday. I spin 80s and 90s music every Thursday down at said bowling alley in Lawrenceville. Now, Mr. Smalls Theaters has the Movement next Saturday, and then the Barefoot Movement is at the Pittsburgh Winery next Saturday. Rush Lemon's playing the Sanctuary of Mr. Smalls with Hemlock a week from Saturday as well. Only a couple more shows to kind of mention to you. Couple more shows. I'm looking. Yeah, do you want me to tell you about Seven Dust? No, I'm not going to. I'm not. You have to look that one up yourself. But you can find out that Yam Yam and Minka with the red meat conspiracy at the Thunderbird on Friday the 28th of November. The Lemonheads are in town playing Mr. Small's Theater on Tuesday, December 2nd. That's my WRCT music calendar. If you have an event to include on this calendar, you can send the details to an email, music-calendar@wrct.org. You can hear the music calendar each and every day. You truly can each and every day, hopefully, at 2 p.m. No, 1 p.m. Let's say 1 p.m. 1 p.m., 7 p.m., and again, how you just did now at 11 p.m. Mentioned Jay Thurber's got that gooey show happening tomorrow from noon until 3. Well, guess what? He does the next edition of the calendar tomorrow during his program. We will be back with more music, more Viva Lamont goodness, right after this brief message.
Farming is dangerous. There's dangers all around us.
We go through safety training and try and do these things to make sure accidents don't happen.
You don't want to hit a gas pipe because that's your life. The other part of it is if you hit certain things, you're liable for it.
Farm Safe 811 starts with you. Always call 811 and wait for any underground lines to be marked.
Always keep safety in the back of your mind. Just stay humble.
For more information, go to farmsafe811.org.
If you got a suggestion for a song, you got to reach out to me by calling 412-268-WRCT. That is 412-268-9728. Or do what Eric did. Eric reached out via the email. That is WRCT request. That's it. WRCTrequest@gmail.com. He said, hey, Monster, could you play something by Pittsburgh's own Blinder? Some brand new music? He said, of course I can. It's awesome. It's not you. It's Viva Lamach. It's WRCT Pittsburgh.
The Ravenettes wrapping up that set of music with Love in a Trash Can from the Pretty in Black album, which I believe came out around 2005. I got to tell you, one of the bands, like, first time I heard that song, I was like, I found a new band to love. And I love them. I do. I'm not afraid to say it live to you. Another band I really love, the Jesus and Mary Chain, played them before that. In fact, I'm gonna just admit to you, the very first time I heard Just Like Honey, and this was back in the mid-1980s, I was like, who is this band? You're blowing my mind. And I've never stopped getting my mind blown by the Jesus and Mary Chain. Anyway, the song was far gone and out. I went to Honey's Dead for that one. Kind of that peak of their career as far as commercialism, I would say. That would be my opinion. I still played it for you. Skywave from Richmond, Virginia, a band that I've always thought, I think they only have two albums out, but I have both of them. I've always thought they sounded a lot like the Jesus and Mary Chain. Life to Take Your Hand from Synth Static, the name of the album. 2002 was actually when that came out. Free Heat. Speaking of the Jesus and Mary Chain, which I freely was, Free Heat, a band that put out an album around 2001, an EP actually, called Don't Worry, Be Happy. Now, the song I played for you before I get, because I'll just forget all that stuff. The song I played for you was called Two of Us. Now, Free Heat is actually a band that featured Jim Reed from the Jesus and Mary Chain, along with Ben Laurie, who played with Jesus Mary Chain, and Rami Mori and Nick Sanderson, who were in the Gun Club. Little project they had called Free Heat. And then started the entire set out with Blinder, Pittsburgh's own Blinder. Always love it when I can showcase local music, or music, whatever that is, local music. Brand new music from Blinder. Singles called Not You from the Heat Seeker album, which came out this year. Maybe you should seek the album. Be the Heat. A couple things I should tell you. First and foremost, I've got a mock coming up in about just under 40 minutes, hopefully. Now, I was thinking, what could I do for the mock? What could be the mock? And I was doing some research. And by research, I was Googling things. I was on the interwebs and discovered the first Friday of November, which means I could probably do the same mock every year on my first Friday of November show, but I won't. The first Friday of November, for whatever reason, I did not look deeper into it yet. I've got 40 minutes to do this. It's National Fountain Pen Day. Not sure how they got the first Friday. They didn't get just like Friday the 7th. No, they got the first Friday of November, National Fountain Pen Day. So I've called together. Can you call together? I've gathered together. I've put together. Right now, just I pulled 10. I've got like 40 songs, but I pulled 10 because apparently a lot of bands have fountain pen in their lyrics. I did find that out. I fountained that out too. Yeah, I went there. I'm losing it. But I have a fountain pen mock coming up in under 40 minutes now. Tom reached out and he said, hey, I appreciate you playing that brand new Nico Case. I was going to suggest you play some brand new Dead Milkmen, which I might have done if he did not sign his email. He didn't really sign his email. He just admitted in that email that he's a hippie. When the boy From the Sid and Nancy soundtrack, Joe Strummer with Love Kills. Let me tell you that that movie opened nationally on this day back in 1986. Was that 39 years ago? Wow, 39 years ago. I still remember the first time I saw it, which might have been 39 years ago. I will not admit to nothings. Before the Joe Strummer, Replacements in that set of music from the Pleased to Meet Me album. With Shooting Dirty Pool. Played that one because a buddy of mine went out and saw the North Mississippi All-Stars last night at Jurgles. He said they did a cover of that song. And I said it really makes sense that they would do that cover, because the North Mississippi All-Stars were founded by the Dickinson brothers, whose dad, Jim Dickinson, produced that Replacements album. He also did some like Mojo Nixon, Big Star's third album, bunch of stuff. Some Ry Cooter. But anyway, I played the Replacement. Shooting twice. Shooting Dirty Pool. Pittsburgh's own Car Sickness in that set of music. With I Don't Think So. I wanted to play that one, and now I have to go back to my email to tell you why I wanted to play that one. Because there's a Black Friday party going on at Get Hip Records on Friday, November 28th. Because it's record store day that day as well. So from 6 to 7, there's an art show from Carl Mullen, who was the leader or a dude who was in Car Sickness. And then at 7 p.m., Maura Mullen, not related, from Zinni's Garden is going to perform. And then at 8 p.m., Car Sickness is going to perform. So I played you some Car Sickness as a promo, because I didn't tell you that show was coming up because it wasn't on my calendar, but it was in my email from our good friends at Get Hip. Before the Car Sickness, how about Me First and the Gimme Gimmies doing their cover of James Taylor's Fire and Rain, and then the Dead Milkmen by inspiration from Tom's email, The Thing That Only Eats Hippies. We're about 20 minutes before we get to a thing we call the mock. Before we get to the mock, I want you to take a moment and just stop what you're doing. Just take a moment. Did that feel good? Of course, because they don't all need to be quiet moments to be special. They can be loud moments. They can be goofy moments. They can be teaching moments. What am I talking about? It doesn't matter. No, it does matter. Because every time a dad takes a moment like that to spend time with their kids, it's pretty momentous. So take a moment to make a moment today. Or tomorrow. Call 1-877-4-DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov for more information. This message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services. And, of course, your good friends here. Your radio dad, the Mockster. I mentioned that the Sid and Nancy movie was released nationally on this day. Back in 1986, if you rewind 7 years before that, 7 years before that, 1979 is when we saw another movie come out. And I'm sure you all saw it. It was based loosely or maybe figuratively, I don't know, on Janis Joplin. Starring one Bette Midler. You know what I'm talking about? I'm talking about The Rose. How about some Mud Honey for you? With The Rose here on Viva La Mock.
friend. This is someone who knows. The song in your heart. And sings it to you. When you forget the words.